This is Blair Durham with Black Wall Street Today, your media hub for all things Black business and related news, strategy, and events.
Greetings, greetings, and welcome to this edition of Black Wall Street Today with Blair Durham. I am so excited, as always, to join you all. Black Wall Street Today is your media hub for all things Black-owned businesses, research, analytics, networking, and development. I am joined today by none other than Tierra Walker Holloway, the great. She is principal broker and owner of Walker One Property Group, co-owner and founder of both Walker One Residential Cleaning and Walker One Limited. Known affectionately as Tierra around Tidewater, Tierra's guiding principle is start where you are, use what you have. Originally from Baltimore, Maryland, Tierra is a Navy veteran and a 24-year Hampton Roads local transplant. Growing up in the 80s and 90s, Tierra saw how so many in her community lost generational wealth during the crack era by a combination of addiction, lack of education, and hastily declined communities, programs, and outreach. It's been her goal since entering the real estate industry in 2004 to open a firm that spoke to the often unseen and overlooked by informing and assisting those with the resources they may be lacking and knowledge to gain and sustain wealth through real estate ownership. A Virginia Housing first-time home buyer trainer, Tierra started her career wanting to help people buy and sell homes with the know-how to access the info, programs, and funding so often unknown in our community. After navigating the housing crisis, she found love and value in property management, which became a foundational component of Walker One Property Group, offering a unique position to combat the disparities and covert racism that directly impacts the housing needs of Black people. With more than half of her career spent in the distressed housing market, Tierra assisted over 200 families to avoid foreclosure, negotiating short sales, fast sales, and relocations. Now, as broker, she both mentors and trains her team to cultivate legacy and referral businesses that endure any market while creating a career worth having. As a visionary, she's carved a niche in our environment that is both needed and scalable nationwide. The WOPG Community Partner Program also offers space in their offices made available to small businesses and content creators to grow, meet, and produce. With year two loading, Tierra and her small and mighty firm will continue to grow and impact Hampton Roads through real estate education, empowerment, investment, and home ownership. Let's go, Tierra.
You know what?
We love what you do.
That sounded kind of good.
That's your bio, ma'am.
Who is that lady? And you know what?
It's Women's History Month, and you are history in the making.
You know what? The funny thing is, my most liked post of February was where I actually said, I am Black History. And yeah. I played James Brown. I'm Black and I'm Proud, right? That was my most liked post of the month last month. And you figure that actually one correction to the bio, we are actually finally in year three.
Okay.
I'm excited about that. We're still rolling along in the community.
And a broker and property manager.
Yes.
First of all, I want to hear about Tierra when she was thinking about what she wanted to be when she grew up. Do you remember? What were some of those initial thoughts?
You know, initially, like so many young Black gifted ladies that mm-hmm. I've talked to throughout the years, we all wanted to be attorneys.
Was your thing.
Yeah, you know, if you talk too much in school,
you're an attorney.
Yes, the teachers would always say, you know, you should be an attorney because you like to argue. You know, I was on the debate team. So definitely used to be a great arguer. I would now call it convincer.
Mm-hmm. you can get it close.
Yeah, you're absolutely closer, right? But you figure that, yeah, attorney. I actually, though, have always really had a deep passion for fashion. Mm. And so I modeled professionally for a while. And I thought about being a buyer. You know, I kind of teetered back on that. So when I was actually here at Norfolk State, I majored in marketing. And so that was, you know, kind of my come from. I thought maybe that would be the direction I went. And real estate actually was a late entry as far as me, because I've always been kind of like a goal-based student of life, right? And then as a student, I was always into goals. You know, I was class president, all of those things that, right. Like, you know, one of those people that's type A.
Ambitious.
Right?
Achieving.
Type A, totally. So,
yeah, I love that.
Yes. Yeah, so real estate actually was a late entry my junior year here at Norfolk State.
Okay.
I'm pregnant with my oldest daughter.
Okay.
And I went to the first semester, and right around the holiday, one of my friends, who was a friend of mine from Hot 91, right?
Wow.
Called and said, hey, you know, he had graduated before me.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, look, I'm up here in Philly. I'm killing it with real estate. He was like,
wow.
He was like, man, in the past 6 months, I'd have made 40 grand. Now, mind you, this is 2002.
Yeah.
Or 2001. Yeah. 2001.
Even
right
if that was 2024, that's still.
Yeah. But I mean,
significant.
Right. And so you figure I was pregnant, you know, and I'm like, what am I going to do next?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when I set the intention to start going into real estate.
So 2002
was when I first heard about it. And knew, you know, some, like I had an idea. Family members had been homeowners and things
like that.
But it was like the first time I really considered it as a career was when I was pregnant with Elijah's 2001.
Okay.
And then back in those days when you first got started in real estate, you had to pay. You know, so you would have to go, not just the class, you know, everybody, the class, the barrier to entry for the class is not high.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
It's pretty inexpensive.
But you're saying you had to pay to be a part of a brokerage.
Yes.
Okay.
So you had to, back in those days, you know, that, it was 20 years ago. And so you figure that I took the class in late 2002, going into 2003.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm in the class talking crap and telling people how I'm about to go out there and sell all the houses in the world.
Right.
And then I go start interviewing and they're like, you know, you need $3,500, $2,700, $4,000 because you would have to pay so many fees up front.
Okay. Okay.
And again, now at this point, I'm a single mom, right?
Yeah.
And I'm still a student. So
wow.
It took me, I actually from that, because you have 1 year from the time you complete the class to take that PSI exam.
Okay.
So when I finished the class in the top of 2003, I started saving. And I ended up taking the class, not taking the class, taking the exam in exactly February 2004, prepared after having saved the money, right?
Wow.
To be able to be a broke, you know, be an agent. So that's what happened. It took me a year to save to even get started, you know, as a student and a, you know, 20 something.
But that was commitment though.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Because 40,000 in 6 months,
you would have been committed too. You know, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He said 40,000 in 6 months. That was
all you needed to hear.
That was all. That was it.
Okay.
So initially, you know, and that's the thing. We all try to make it like, you know, it's not sales, you know, and it is, you know, our goal as a firm, my goal as a real estate broker is to inform and empower, right? But I also am a huge believer in one of the things, you know, I've been in sales my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Zig Ziglar always said.
Amazing.
Absolutely. And what he says is, in order to get what you want.
You got to give people what they want.
You got to give people what they want. And so it's another one of those guiding principles where it's kind of like, it's nothing wrong with being transparent that, yes, I'm going to make money.
I'm
going to
benefit from this.
Yeah, I'm going to make money. However, I'm going to make sure that you can repeat
you
these
want.
Steps for yourself, right? You can repeat these steps. You can create wealth for yourself, for your family, you know, and you'll be able to tell a friend that you now have a roadmap to do so.
Right.
You know.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the things that I love about real estate is it truly is a career. There's so much you can grow to inside of real estate.
It
right?
is. It and is.
You're listening to the Black Wall Street Today with Blair Durham podcast. I'm the producer, Seiko Varner from Positive Vibes. So we would love for you to do a few things. Like this episode, you're going to like it anyway. Share this episode. It's worth sharing. And tell other people about the podcast. Sharing is caring. Let's all get wealthy.
These are the types of things I really believe we should be learning in school.
Yes.
I think by the time we're in high school, we should have an understanding of real estate.
Right. And you know, and there's a funny story I have about that because like I just told you, you know, I didn't start considering it as a career until 2001 when a friend had called.
Mm-hmm.
But previous to actually, you know, getting pregnant and coming out of school and everything, I was living in a building in Ocean View.
Okay.
It was two blocks from the ocean, and the rent was obviously super low, you know, first apartment. Mm-hmm. And the building came up for sale, okay? And at that time, this is 1999, the building came up for sale for
$68,000.
Wow. Now, this is, and it's so crazy in telling this story now, you know, so many years later, but mm-hmm. this is exactly what happened. So I had lots of boyfriends that had lots of money, right? And they would give me money for all the things, you know, bags, purses, shoes, all of that stuff. I had about $8,000 saved myself. Okay, and I went to one of those boyfriends and I say, hey, you know, all I need, and I, of course, it would have been considered a lot for most people, but I knew it wouldn't be considered for him mm-hmm. a lot. I asked him for 10 grand, mm-hmm. right, and told him that I would pay him back with the
proceeds from the sale.
Exactly, yeah. And he told me no. Okay, now, the reason that this matters has nothing to do with him or even me. It was the lack of information. Because actually, I had enough and could have qualified for a first-time home buyer on that multifamily.
On that multifamily unit.
That as of today still stands in Ocean View and is worth about $400,000.
See that?
And at 20 years old, I had no idea
that was even possible.
Yeah. That was even possible. I hadn't, you know, my family owned homes, but did we really talk about mortgages, right?
Even just credit and how you can leverage that to build
wealth.
Do
you know I learned about credit on campus at Norfolk State? So I had been in the Navy and gotten out. And I was on campus one day walking by and they had the ladies out there giving away donuts or whatever you used to give away to get your credit card, right? Mm-hmm. And that's when I first started learning about credit. I was raised to believe that cash, if you couldn't pay for cash,
then you shouldn't have it.
Mm-hmm. And so many of those misnomers that we were taught based on the mentality of our elders, which was not wrong.
Right.
It was a survival-based mentality.
It was
right?
what they had to do at that time. And I'm very thankful that they did it.
Absolutely. And that's what right. I'm saying is that, you know, a lot of people will look back and say, oh, they should have. Well, you know what? As a parent myself, I know that we cannot judge our elders for what they knew or did not know.
We
right?
weren't there.
Exactly. We weren't in their experience. So
exactly.
I didn't know the information. And over the years, I've been able to gather it and gather it. And now I pride myself. I mean, it's my greatest joy to provide resources on a myriad of things,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
I am a person that is a resource. And people ask me all the time, how do you know this stuff? And I tell them, I specialize in knowing things.
I'm a knower of things.
Yes.
Let's have a hard pause right there because I think you and I both recently came into some information about ourselves.
Yes.
That was life changing.
Yes.
And that was when we did the StrengthsFinder assessment.
Yes.
So, because I'm the type of person that, like, unless I can read it, I think I'm a little bit crazy. Like, something must be wrong with me because
yes.
when I do things, this is how I do them and this is what I think I should be doing.
Yes.
And don't nobody else quite do it how I do it. I feel like you had that same epiphany. So of the top five strengths, which ones do you remember and how important was that moment to you to kind of see, like, oh, my goodness. To be validated and affirmed in that way.
I'm telling you, you know, of those top five strengths, I had futuristic, and then I had another one, and I was the only one in the room with that one. And basically what it meant was that I take information from the past.
Mm-hmm.
I take information from the past, and I apply that to my everyday life, right? It's crazy because it actually, I can't remember the word for it. I wish I had it in front of me, but I will say that.
That was a surprise question. It was, pass.
Yeah, no, thank you so much. Okay, I don't have the word. Look, I even tried to quickly pull it up, but
no.
You figure that the reality is that. So
context? Was that what it was?
Yeah, I think so.
Hold on, because I remember we talked about it.
Yes, because I remember we talked about it.
You keep talking. I'm going to see if I can find it while you're
yes,
talking.
So you figure that the thing is that my dad, who passed my senior year of high school, one of the things he always said to me was, is that wisdom is looking at others and knowing what to do and what not to do.
That part.
And he would tell me that so much that it kind of became embedded in my thought process. And as a result, throughout the years, you know, especially now with so much technology, I am just informed and I'm very intrigued by history. So I watch tons of documentaries of all types of people, you know, and it's just very, in historical documentaries.
You love that kind of stuff.
I love that kind of stuff because because it helps.
That's how
me
you
to
acquire wisdom.
It really does.
You
it
have to be able to look at what other folks are doing.
I'm telling
especially
you.
Especially in history.
I'm telling you. And, you yeah. know, as I've gotten older and been able to kind of like not be as fiery charge ahead in the immediate, because I yeah. can be a bit impulsive. You know, you
I
have
think it
to
was
be.
Context.
Oh, it was.
Yep. I think it was.
Yes. Yes. Yep. That might
That's,
be it.
That's profound, though.
Yes,
because I think this generation, not even this generation, I think this moment in time across generation kind of lacks wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you really have to just kind of be like, wow, you know, what are we living through?
It was kind of.
So that's, I mean, mm-hmm. I think you are just history in the making. I appreciate you being as authentic
yeah,
and
no.
true to yourself as you are.
Yeah, no, I definitely appreciate it. And I mean, it just matters to me to be able to just assist people and really be able to give them a, like I tell my daughters all the time, it's like, I choose to, in my life, be known as wise and kind, right?
Wise and kind.
You figure that, you know, you live your life and you go through all these different evolutions of yourself.
Sure.
And I chose several years ago, I said, what do I want my legacy to be?
Mm-hmm.
And in that, I live in that way.
Yeah.
It's my goal to be wise and kind. And it also keeps me accountable to myself, right?
Sure.
Because if
And I love how simplistic that is, too.
Yeah, I mean, really. It's like... It's,
you know, some people have these personal vision statements. It's mm-hmm. like a whole page.
Right, right.
How are you going to be accountable to that?
I mean, yeah, it is hard.
I mean, they say if you can't explain something simply, then you probably don't know it well enough.
Right.
So I love how you said...
Right. Or you don't believe it, because a lot of times we put a lot of fluff around what we because that allows you to procrastinate.
Yes.
Right. So when you put all of this stuff into it, mm-hmm. it's kind of like, oh, I have all of these things. No, just choose something that you want to be and show up as her. Right.
Yes.
Or him.
I was going to ask you, Tierra. And actually, for those that may have just tuned in, this is Black Wall Street Today with Blair Durham with the great Tierra Walker Holloway. She has been so much game. Thank you for these nuggets.
Oh, man. Thank you.
My question for you is, how does that manifest itself on a daily basis? So if you had to distill it down to when I wake up in the morning, right? What's kind of that routine? What gets you going? How do you kind of ground and center in this is who I am?
You know what?
Do you have, is
I,
that,
I
you
do.
Know?
Yeah, no, I do. I do. And the funny thing about it is that, you know, as we were talking earlier with the bio and everything, I spent a lot of my career doing distressed properties and I had a schedule. And I had to work from 11 to 7, Monday through Saturday.
Okay.
So
when you say doing distressed properties, meaning, are you knocking on doors?
Yes.
Hey, would you like to put your home today?
I was the lady.
Okay.
I was the lady. And actually,
wow.
yeah, I was the lady that would knock on your door and we would discuss it. And I would basically, the company I worked with was basically like a we buy houses.
Okay.
But it was
okay.
much kinder.
Mm-hmm.
And it was much more fair in the way that we relocated the home seller, right?
Okay.
So it ended up being a great opportunity and a great value over time. I learned so much, right? And then I worked right underneath of the investor who was also an agent.
Okay.
So that is a lot of what informed my kind of experience as a broker, right? Is because I was on a team, but we were such a small team and the company that we were with was also a small company. So
okay.
all of those things kind of informed my ability to open this firm, because when I first even investigated on opening the firm and I asked people, they said, oh, you need $7 trillion, you know?
Right,
and
right.
I was like, I don't think you do.
I know.
Somebody lied.
I know you don't have to already be wealthy in order to start a company.
Correct.
Come on.
Like, I'm like, wait a minute. Like,
apparently you build wealth as you're building the company.
Right.
It can't be the other way around.
Right. I'm like, somebody is lying, mm-hmm. you know? And so I had, you know, that really informed me on how to go about things. And I've always been solution based in my life,
sure.
you know, coming like, just like you said, you know, I grew up in a time where you didn't have the opportunity to like not have a solution.
Right.
It's like, you know, my environment that I grew up in, you needed to solve problems immediately.
Yes.
And so that my childhood informed
that. I love that,
you know,
Tierra.
It really did. It just informed it. It was just kind of like, oh, we don't got nothing to eat. What we gonna do? You know,
yeah.
we don't got this. What we gonna do? You know,
mm-hmm.
like I just always have been like that. And so all of that leads back to your original question, because in getting out of, you know, really well into my 30s, I was in survival mode.
Okay.
Right?
That was a thought that popped into my head, but mm-hmm. I was like, no, I want to let Tierra say it. I don't want to assume it.
Yep. Well, that's it. You know, you don't even realize it, right? You don't realize it. You're just in survival mode. I mean, don't get me wrong. Successes were, you know, wins were had and successes mm-hmm. were made and mm-hmm. all of that. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, I still wasn't living a life worth having. Right? A career worth having.
You noted that in your bio.
Yeah.
A career worth
having. I'm telling
having.
You. And that's what it was. Jeez. And in 2018, I took a class.
That's my prayer, my wish for people that I meet.
Oh, my God.
If we're going to devote one-third of our existence,
you better say
one-third
it.
Plus,
mm-hmm.
it needs to be.
Right, right. And you
something
figure,
we're going to feel good about.
Right, you have to. And I realized that I wasn't, you know, and being in those environments, I wasn't really cultivating that. And I took a class through Keller Williams, but agents from any company, mm-hmm. if they're willing to pay, they can go to this class. It's a personal development and professional development.
Okay.
It's called BOLD.
Okay.
And in that class, we used to do visualization, mm-hmm. right? And mm-hmm. one of the things that Keller Williams always discussed was creating a career worth having, mm-hmm. right? A life worth living.
Mm-hmm.
And in all those visualizations, I would see myself as who I want to be.
Come on.
And so in seeing myself as who I want to be, right, I knew even in the class that it wasn't going to be like some people in the class, you know, by the end of the class, they're like, I did a million jillion in sales. I knew that wasn't the path that I was on, right?
Yeah.
My path, when I was visualized, I had to walk a long way, like a long
way.
Right, I had to get
muck.
Out of, navigate some things, right?
Yeah.
However, I determined that I would set a life worth living for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so just from the start of the day, I mean, obviously, as soon as I open my eyes, it's just thank you, God, you know.
Yeah,
the
gift so starting with gratitude.
Alive, right?
I love it. Yeah.
Being alive. And then I'm able to, like, take my kids to school,
mm-hmm.
and I'm able to have my morning routine. I sip my coffee, review, get things prepared, and then I go to my office, right? So I don't...
Wow.
I think people that go outside, you know, before...
When it's still dark.
You know, yeah, like, that's not... That's just... It's never going to be the life for me, you know. Respect to you all.
Mm-hmm,
never be the life for me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you figure that, you know, I go to my office and then from...
I think it takes all kinds, though.
Yeah. No, for sure.
There's something to be said for that early bird and that particular worm for that bird.
I respect all people. Remember wise and kind.
I'm just saying that
I think it's unfair.
Right. Put that on you.
No, I think it's unfair that everybody says that only the early bird can get the worm because some of us are not as productive.
True.
I know for myself, I am not as productive until midday.
Okay.
I know that, you know.
Okay.
So it's kind of like anything
your particular biorhythm.
Right, exactly.
By just, midday, you clicking on all cylinders.
Exactly.
Okay.
And
well.
So it's not even fair to a client, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, especially not a new client. That
right.
My,
yeah,
my clients I've been working with. Right. The clients I've been working with, if we need to get outside at 7 o'clock,
real
I'm
quick.
Coming. I'm an adult. You know, I'm going to be responsible.
You can make it happen.
I can make it. However, you're going to get a better me at 11.
Yes.
You know, you can get a much better meal.
I'll be
11.
Prepared. I will have had my coffee.
Correct. My water, all
yes.
the things, you
yes.
know, right.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yes, I'll be refreshed.
Absolutely. So,
I get that.
That's kind of how I start my day. And like I said, I am much more productive in between 11 and 6.
Okay.
Those are my times. But I really do kind of only work a 4-hour workday. It's just like I stack my days. So, basically, like today, I'm meeting here with you. I have 6 appointments today. I've already done. I have six. So I have you as 5.
Okay.
And then, so it's 4 already.
Okay.
You
okay.
as 5. And then I've got a later one, right? Back at the office.
Okay.
Tomorrow, absolutely nothing but admin, right?
Yeah.
So I stack my days where when I have, and I can do that, I try to do all those things within one day so that I have those breaks.
So this is a huge time management piece. Creating a schedule that actually makes sense.
I mean, one of the most valuable things I learned from my mentor is that everything is systems.
Mm-hmm.
And without it, there's no foundation.
Facts.
And so if you don't have a system, I mean, everything, that's why I love property management. People think I'm crazy for property
it's a
management.
Schedule.
Oh, baby, I love property management because
mm-hmm.
I started with an end point in mind.
Mm-hmm.
I started with a system.
Mm-hmm.
I started with, you know, goals for it mm-hmm. and a system. And all we do is now just have to adjust as it scales.
Right.
As opposed to trying to pull it together after the fact. I am a person that chooses to be prepared.
Let's go.
Yes.
Such
for sure.
a boss queen.
Thanks.
So a lot of folks feel like they're going to do it this year. A lot of people saying it, you know, this going to be my year.
Right.
What do they need to know before they do it?
That if it's your year, it's always your year. I just feel like, you know, I have so many people, you know.
I believe and receive that.
I'm telling you.
Once it's your year, it's your year.
It's
forever.
Your year. It's your, because the way I look at it is like the only difference between a failure and a winner is that a winner got up. And kept going. I have had so many ebbs and flows in my 7 lives I've lived thus far that I just look at it like, if it's my year, it's always my year, right? Everything is mindset, right? Everything. But I think what they're saying when they're saying it's their year is this the year they're finally going to do what they said they were going to do.
Last year.
See, that's the difference.
The year before.
And I think that's the difference. It's because, you know, everybody has their things inside of them, right? Mm-hmm. Just like you were talking about earlier, those biorhythms.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's okay. I think it's terrible for us to always push, you got to go,
yeah,
right?
I agree
because
with that.
If you think about it, I feel like so many of our ancestors always did so much. They had to. They didn't have no choice to do the work. What I teach my children is that your great-great-great-grandma already did all that work.
Mm.
Your great-great-grandma, she did the work for you.
Already.
She did the work for
already
you.
Already planted seeds.
I'm talking about
already harvested.
All the things.
Yes.
So at this point in your existence, having a parent and parents like yours, is your steps are to do what you're passionate about, that foundation, that jump point, right?
Yeah.
And that's what I think that our generation has to provide for our children. Like, let's change the narrative. Let's offer that springboard, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because
support
working
them
so
in their actual gifts, right?
Yeah, because, you know, we always joke about, you know, work hard versus work smart, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
you can work hard for a period, but it shouldn't be your whole life. You were just saying 1/3 of your life, right?
Right.
No, ma'am. Not your whole life. Work hard. No.
No.
No, ma'am.
No.
No, ma'am.
Again, systems, right?
Yes, exactly.
It should.
Look,
it
exactly.
It should taper off. Okay. You should be able to kind of, you know.
Correct.
And I truly admire people who have figured out, because oftentimes folks that have passion have lots of passion.
Mm-hmm.
They have lots of different things that they could do. They have lots of gifts and skills that they're, you know, that they're interested in and could be great at.
Yes.
And sometimes they try to do them all at one time.
Ugh.
And then it's like a big fail. But those that actually do one and get that one done really, really well, get that thing going, and then decide they're going to pick up.
The natural unfolding.
Yeah.
It's the natural unfolding.
What a blessing.
I mean, even if you just think about a tree, right? When you plant a tree seed, it comes up as that initial trunk. But as it grows the limbs.
Mm-hmm.
It grows additional limbs.
Yep.
And then
yep.
eventually you get leaves.
Yep.
And then guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But it has to start as the trunk.
Yeah.
It has to start. So
it's
got to
start as a seed.
Right. I mean,
and then root.
Right, exactly.
It's a lot that goes into
exactly,
that, right?
But when you think about it, that foundational one is what creates
all of
and
that.
And the place for all, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you know that. I mean, you create.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
And I try to teach my children that. We talk about the fact that, you know, no water is new.
Mm-hmm. You better say that.
Right.
Yes.
Like, any water we're drinking now has always been on Earth.
Oh, I know, right?
And they had to sit with that. And I said, well, the same is actually true of tomatoes.
Right.
These seeds that are... So anyway, I don't want to go super deep.
No, but definitely. No, agreed. I mean,
yeah.
Listen, nothing is ever lost nor destroyed.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Energy is repeatable.
It's wonderful.
It never leaves the
planet.
If
we can get that intelligent.
Yes.
It really
exactly.
is wonderful.
Yes.
Man, we are almost at the end of our time, Tierra, and I definitely don't... I thought we were going to have this deep conversation about real estate, but we are so much more than that.
Yes. We are not a
real estate is incredible.
Absolutely.
Don't get me wrong.
Absolutely.
But, you know, I just appreciate the sisterhood. I appreciate the vibe, the transparency. But I want folks to know how they can connect with you.
Absolutely.
I know that there are realtors who would love to be under your tutelage.
Ooh,
right?
Ooh, come on over.
Right?
Yes.
I want to share that information. I know there are folks that would love to benefit from your expertise as they're undergoing the home buying process.
Absolutely.
Or the property management process.
Yes.
You know, talk to us about how you can be reached.
Okay, well, you guys, you can find us at Walker One, and that's O-N-E, so it's not the number. It's Walker One, like Capital One.
Got it.
Walker One, like Capital One. Propertygroup.com. Okay. And then I'm online on Instagram at FlawlessRET. And then, of course, Tierra Walker Holloway across all the other platforms, Facebook, you know, anywhere that you can find. If you just put in Tierra Walker Holloway, you'll find me. We're on YouTube, Walker One Property Group. We do home buyer market predictions. We do home seller market predictions on our YouTube channel. We do our midday mimosa home tour there. And then, you know, we just talked about we have the thrift store tour coming up where we're taking some fantastic
man, I would
Williamsburg
love
to Williamsburg to thrift, because it is real estate and fashion for me. It's always, that's always gonna be my and.
Yeah. So real estate and fashion.
Yes, correct. So you figure that, absolutely. So you can definitely reach us at walkeronepropertygroup.com on IG and all the networks.
I love that. Tierra, thank you for just being who you are.
Thank you, Black Brand, for all the opportunities.
For
thank
sure.
you for being such a shining light. Always a pleasure.
You make it worthwhile. Real talk.
I appreciate you so much.
Absolutely. Hey, and thank you all for tuning in to Black Wall Street Today, where we are building minds, we're building connections, and we're forging the path ahead toward business success in the Black community. We'll talk next week.
This episode was brought to you by Positive Vibes Consulting. That's positivevibesconsulting.com. If you're a business owner and the bank said no, we may have a solution for you. Let's have a conversation. If you're a nonprofit organization, let's strategize and find ways for you to have continuous income while you're searching for donations and pursuing grants. That's positivevibesconsulting.com. A proud member of Black Brand.
Phenomenal. Stay with us online at Black Wall Street Today on Facebook and Black Wall Street Today on Instagram. And then follow us on Twitter as well at BWS Today. We look forward to talking again next week. Have a wonderful week. I have said and I will continue to say that the most important priority for the Black community is the Black community, not a particular political party.
Phenomenal. Hey, yo, when I say Black, you say Wall Street. Black, Black Wall Street. When I say Black, you say Wall Street. Black, Black. When I say Black, you say Wall Street. Black.